Well, we're back for the second hour of The Feeling of Jazz. We hope you'll stick around for the full hour. We've got some great things queued up for you. We're going to start off with a group led by Art Farmer and Benny Golson, entitled from an LP entitled Big City Sounds. And it features Art on trumpet, Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tommy McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton on piano, and Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. And they're going to do a tune written by Dizzy Gillespie entitled Con Alma. Thank you. was Con Alma, a tune written by Dizzy Gillespie, featuring Art Farmer on trumpet and Benny Golson on tenor sax, Tom McIntosh on trombone, Cedar Walton on piano, Tommy Williams on bass, and Albert Heath on drums. That was from an Argo LP released in 1960 entitled Big City Sounds.
In the second hour, we're going to continue to spotlight the work of tenor sax man Wardell Gray. And this time we find Wardell in the Hague Jazz Club in Hollywood in 1952. The Hague was a small club. I think it only seated about 90 patrons. And I think it was across the street from the Brown Derby. So lots and lots of Hollywood stars would drop in to dig the sounds at the Hague. As a matter of fact, that's where Jerry Mulligan and Chet Baker did their first work together in their quartet. So here's Wardell with a West Coast favorite on piano, Hampton Hawes, Joe Mondragon on bass, and one of the giants of West Coast drumming, Shelly Mann. This is Wardell's version of Pennies from Heaven. Thank you. That's our featured artist of the week, tenor sax man Wardell Gray and his little group, live at the Hague Jazz Club in Hollywood, California in 1952. And Wardell was tastefully backed by Hampton Hawes on piano, Joe Mondragon on bass, Shelly Mann on drums, all leaders and featured artists in their own right. And that was Pennies from Heaven.
Well, next we'll hear a selection from an LP entitled The Jazz Tone Mystery Band. This was released on the Jazz Tone label in 1957, and for years I thought it was really Woody Herman doing some kind of a contract dodge. But with the advent of the internet, I later learned that it's really a quite legitimate band in Sweden, led by Harry Arnold, who had a decent career as a writer and arranger on the European scene. And this is a 16-piece group, and I'm going to attempt to spread some credit around by naming the soloists, and I'm going to make the unfounded assumption that the soloists are the first chair of each section listed in the liner notes. So if that's anywhere near accurate, we'll hear from Arnie Domneris on alto sax, Sixten Eriksson on trumpet, Rolf Lindell on tenor sax, and Egil Johansson on drums. The tune they're going to do was written by Tiny Bradshaw and Eddie Johnson, and it was number one on the pop charts for most of 1942, and later made even more famous by the likes of Benny Goodman and Harry James, Glenn Miller, Jimmy Dorsey. It was also a popular nickname for World War II aircraft. Let's listen to Jersey Bounce. Thank you. And that was Jersey Bounce, featuring the Jazz Tone Mystery Band, from an LP released on the Jazz Tone label in 1957.
Well, in the early 50s, 1950, 51 to be exact, Count Basie had shut down his big band because of the financial demands of being on the road at that time. And he formed a sextet and an octet, and quite often he would have our highlight artist, Wardell Gray, in those groups. And then when he started up a new big band in the spring of 51, he began recording on the Columbia label, and he always was very fond of Wardell, so he invited Wardell Gray to be in the tenor section of the of his orchestra at that time. So this is an early Count Basie Orchestra track that includes Wardell Gray in the tenor sax section, and it's a little thing written by Buster Harding, who was a longtime arranger with the for the Basie band. It's called Nails. There's a neat little swinger by the Count Basie Orchestra, April 10th of 1951, and quite an aggregation it was. It was a Buster Harding arrangement and composition called Nails, and the only solo on that particular track was by our highlight artist of the week, Wardell Gray.
Well, next we'll hear from tenor saxophone artist Jimmy Forrest. This is from a Prestige LP entitled Out of the Forest. Jimmy's career early was with Jay McShann and Andy Kirk, and he spent some time with the Ellington Orchestra and the Basie Orchestra. But most of his recordings after that were solo efforts like this one. In 1952, his version of Night Train's spent 7 weeks at the top of the R&B charts. Here he's working with Joe Zawinul on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Clarence Johnson on drums. And they're going to do an Edgar Leslie Heron Warren tune entitled The River St. Marie. was the River St. Marie, featuring Jimmy Forrest on tenor sax, Joe Zawinul on piano, Tommy Potter on bass, and Clarence Johnson on drums. That was from a Prestige LP released in 1961 entitled Out of the Forest.
After World War II, Benny Goodman started expressing some disdain for Bob since he was the king of swing, and he had shut down his big band, and he finally put his toe in the water a little bit and put together a small group that included our highlight artist of the week, Wardell Gray, along with a featured Bop trumpet player, Fats Navarro, Wendell Lara on guitar, Gene DeNova on piano, Clyde Lombardi on bass, and Mel Zelnick on drums. And this is a little bit of a boppish flavor to Fats Waller's composition, Stealing Apples. A boppish version of the old Fats Waller classic Stealing Apples, and it was Benny Goodman and his group leading up an ensemble that included a couple boppers of the time, our highlight artist Wardell Gray on tenor sax, and the wonderful muted bop trumpet of Fats Navarro.
Well, next we'll hear from a group featuring Stan Getz and Bill Evans together. And this is from a Verve LP released in 1973 entitled Previously Unreleased Recordings. And it features Stan on tenor sax, Bill on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. And they're going to do a Jimmy Van Heusen, Johnny Burke tune entitled But Beautiful. Beautiful, a tune written by Jimmy Van Heusen and Johnny Burke, and featuring Stan Getz on tenor sax, Bill Evans on piano, Ron Carter on bass, and Elvin Jones on drums. That was from a Verve LP released in 1973 entitled Previously Unreleased Recordings.
As I stated previously, Count Basie really liked our highlight artist of the week, tenor man Wardell Gray, and if he worked him into the big band orchestra, he would. And if he shut down the big band orchestra for a while and worked with a sextet or an octet, he would try to work Wardell Gray in as a tenor sax man. And so we're going to play a little thing called Bluebeard Blues, which was co-written by Count Basie and his arranger and composer at that time, Neil Hefti. And this is Bluebeard Blues, and it includes Clark Terry on trumpet, Marshall Royal on clarinet, Wardell Gray, our highlight artist, on tenor sax. Of course, the Count is at the keyboards. Mr. Rhythm Freddie Green is on guitar, Jimmy Lewis on bass, Gus Johnston on drums. Let's listen to Bluebeard Blues. Thank you. that was a real hard swinger by the Count Basie sextet, a little thing that was written by Basie and his arranger-composer at that time, Neil Hefti. And there was a swinging solo there by our highlight artist of the week, tenor sax man Wardell Gray. Been listening to The Feeling of Jazz here on Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM, for the better part of the last 2 hours. I'm your co-host, Ken Lundquist, along with my co-host, Dr. Al Korns. We hope you enjoyed the sounds. We want to remind you, we're here every Sunday night from approximately 8 to 10 with some fine straight-ahead jazz, so we hope you'll make it a habit of joining us every Sunday night. We're going to close it out with our highlight artist, tenor sax man Wardell Gray. And now we find Wardell in a jam session in L.A. in August of 1950. It's recorded at the Hula Hut Club. And this is some of the cream of the West Coast crop at that time, including Clark Terry on trumpet, Sonny Chris on alto sax, and Jimmy Bunn on piano, Billy Hadnott on bass, Chuck Thompson on drums, and, of course, our featured artist, Wardell Gray. This is a Charlie Parker composition called Scrapple from the Apple.